let's get it started.
Hey everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Hey everybody, this is Miles.
What the hell was that?
Give it away now. What? That's my Chili Peppers, man.
Yeah. Ow! It's funny. It's funny to me.
I just like that guy, Anthony, or whatever his name is.
Anthony Kiedis, yeah. He sounds just exactly like him. Say it again. Do it again.
Give it away now.
Yep, exactly like him.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me hear that again.
Give it away now.
There you go.
You think?
I don't know. I haven't heard it in a while.
Next week I'll be doing Biz Markie, so.
Oh baby, you.
You got what I need.
Got what I need.
It's just a friend.
They were just friend. Yeah, I like Biz Markie. He had his own cereal, you know. That's what we should aspire to, have our own cereal. Biz Markie had his own cereal, man.
First you tell me John Stamos is with the Beach Boys.
He did play in the Beach Boys after was it Mike Love died or whatever his name was.
Apparently Mike Love died.
No, it was the drummer's guy. Dennis Wilson. Dennis Wilson died.
Carl Wilson. Or no, it was Dennis Wilson.
It was Dennis Wilson.
Oh.
Yeah, Biz Markie had his own breakfast cereal.
What was it called?
I had Biz Markie's breakfast cereal. Hold on, I'll look it up real quick because you're so fucking nosy.
Get the internet machine going.
I am Biz Markie.
Oh, baby, you need some honey, yo.
Oh, Biz Markie breakfast cereal. Yo, yo, yo. Here we go.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
I didn't know this, really.
Biz Markie breakfast.
I don't think it's something my mom would have bought, though. No.
Mm-mm. No, here it is. No. All right, Biz Markie breakfast.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
He did. He had a breakfast cereal, I'm telling you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I mean, I could see like Mr. T or someone like that, but
you can't see Biz Markie having a breakfast cereal?
I wouldn't think Biz Markie, I don't know.
Fuck yeah, he had his own breakfast cereal.
Next thing you're telling me, Sir Mix-a-Lot had, you know, an underwear.
He had a thong company, yes. Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like honey O's and I cannot lie. Those other cereals you cannot deny.
There he is, Baby Got Back.
Hey. You got a little something in... Dude.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I get sprung. Yeah, Biz Markie had a breakfast cereal. So anyway.
I didn't know. When was that? How did I miss this?
You evidently were not paying attention because it's been a while ago. It was when he was popular, you know, back then.
When was that?
Was he popular? Back in the late 80s, I believe. Yeah. Yo, we didn't watch Yo MTV Raps, evidently.
No, we didn't have that.
We didn't got that.
We attended Kabuki Theater.
That's right.
At the college. Yes.
Oh, we were too busy doing Kabuki.
Yes.
Oh, it's my Kabuki class is the same time as Yo MTV Raps. I'm sorry.
Yo MTV, come on, give me a break.
No. Oh, I couldn't watch it in my childhood. Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
We're going to the polo grounds.
I've been robbed. Mother, father, grandmother, watch me run naked through the house.
Ante.
Enchanté, grandmama.
Oh, ho, ho.
Yes, Biz Markie had a cereal back in the day. So
You know, I learn a lot from you.
If you were just listening, I told you how to get onto Skype on your iPad. I told you.
You're just a regular.
Bismarcky. I told you about the new movie Hugo.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're like Cliff Clavin, man. You know everything, man.
I'll take that. Sure.
Yeah. That's not a put down. I mean, you're just. Yeah.
No, it sounded a little like it.
You know, man.
You know, dear Miles, Bismarcky had a breakfast cereal, kind of like alphabets. Because, you know, whenever they have those breakfast cereals like that, they don't actually make a new breakfast cereal. They just take, like, an old one and, like, they take all the misshapen ones and put them in that, you know what I mean?
This tastes a lot like Quisp.
That's right, exactly. That's what they do. That's what they do.
They called it Queef, but no one would eat it.
They called it Queef.
So we had to change it to Quisp.
That's right. It's Queef. Yeah, it was Quake and Queef.
Mmm, these taste funny. What is this called?
Straight from the vagina. Queef.
Yeah.
Just like when you were a baby, straight from the vagina.
Mommy, some warm Queef? Sure. Yeah. It's straight out of the box.
That's right, out of the box. Mom, why does my box of Queef have hair on the top? That's the way it was in the 70s, son.
CB, just eat your cereal.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, goodness gracious. That's horrible.
I'm just joking.
You're a horrible person, you know.
What? I didn't know that. I didn't know there was a breakfast cereal.
No, I mean about the other things, so. Oh. I'm still talking about you getting the CB to laugh at your horrible joke last week with Thanksgiving.
That was a great show. That lifted me right up, man.
Oh, I'm glad I could help you there. I'm glad I could pull you out of the doldrums there.
You did, yeah, you did.
Yeah, nice.
I was just ready to start drinking all the grape Kool-Aid. And
yeah, oh, well, there you go.
I heard that and I poured it right down the sink. I said, no, I won't.
I won't drink the Kool-Aid. You can't make me.
But yeah,
so this week
what go on, what happened?
I've had a traumatic event over the weekend.
Yeah,
very traumatic for me.
Yeah,
very traumatic.
Okay,
so I'm fixing lunch, or I'm not really fixing lunch because I'm not good at that, but I am trying to assist in fixing lunch on Sunday afternoon, right?
Yes.
And we kind of just eating. Everybody's kind of got their own thing going on. You know what I mean? It's not like there's one big lunch. It's just kind of like everybody's having whatever they feel like.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, pretty normal. And so my son, he had one of those frozen kids cuisine dinners, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm talking
about.
Right,
yeah.
Like a TV dinner, right? Right,
yeah.
And it was popcorn, chicken, and french fries.
Oh, okay.
And he was all fixed up, and he was sitting down, and he was getting ready to eat.
Yes.
So in the meantime, I'm going to get him something to drink. And so I was getting him some ice because I had we have a drink down here, a soft drink called Ski. You ever hear of Ski? Is Ski up there?
No. Mm-mm.
No? No Ski? How about Sundrop? Sundrop up there?
I think I might have heard that, yeah.
Sundrop, yeah, is up near Hannibal, I know, so.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Ski is like Sundrop. It's like the local manufacturers only make, like, the lemon-lime variety of stuff. They never make the cola variety, like they can't compete or something.
Yeah.
So Ski is like a lemon-lime kind of soda. So it's big down here, and so I had purchased a 2-liter of Ski at the store, and I thought, you know, it's just kind of a special treat for the kids.
Yeah.
So I'm getting him a glass of ice, and as I'm getting the ice, he says, "There's a bone in my chicken."
Okay. And popcorn chicken.
And popcorn, exactly. I'm glad you picked up on that.
It's impossible. It's impossible.
I'm like, there's no way.
Son, there's no way.
There's a bone in your chicken. But sure as fucking shit, there was a bone in his fucking chicken.
Lawsuit.
Well, no. It was freak out time is what it was. Total freak out. Everyone's freaking out. He's done eating now. Boom, shut down. I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
You know, chuck it in the garbage. And then worst case is then I can't react, right? I can't freak out. I'm dad, right?
Oh, it's okay, son.
I can't, but of course, on the inside, I'm freaking the fuck out. It's the fucking bone of the popcorn chicken.
I'm sure some young Chinese boy put this together. It'll be okay.
I could, and it was like, one of the ends was still on the bone, you know what I mean? The knob for the knee or whatever.
Oh, God.
I know. I was so appalled. I was just, like, about ready to lose it. And I'm like, I can't lose it.
Up in here.
I'm like, oh, it's okay. We'll just get rid of that. What else do you want? I'm not eating again. Why can't these companies get the bones out of chicken? I'm like, I have no idea. Can we quit talking about this? I'm getting nauseous.
Tiger! Fucking tiger!
That's exactly what it was. But the problem was he was doing it, and I wanted to do it as well, but I couldn't, you know what I mean? So
I'd love to see you run around like some little girl.
Oh my God. Oh, thank goodness my wife disposed of everything so that I didn't have to deal with it. But
now, James, let me.
My wife does not sound like Florida.
Florida. It'd be funny if your wife was Florida.
Oh, James.
Let
me take care of this, darling.
Yeah, I was so freaked out. I'm like, he's not eating pop. I'm not fucking eating popcorn chicken ever again. Ever again.
Your life partner, Harvey Firestone.
Yeah, my life partner.
Let me take care of that, darling.
That's right.
Sometimes these things slip through. That's how we had you kids.
So, yeah.
Oh my god, I was mortified.
It was like watching a David Lynch movie right in my kitchen.
What's that C. Thomas Hall movie, The Hitcher or something?
The Hitcher, yeah, The Hitcher.
French fries, there's like a severed finger in the
The finger in the fries, exactly. Rutger Hauer, right? Rutger Hauer. It still bothers me today. I'm like, I don't even know. I gotta like go through everything. I gotta eat like thinly sliced deli meat. That's it. That's all I can eat because I can see both sides.
Excuse me, sir. Can I see your deli meat, please?
It's not kosher. It's not kosher.
I've gotta see it, please. I'm just feeling a little verklempt.
Oh my god, I about flipped out.
So what are you gonna write the company or something? Be like,
no, it's all thrown away. We're not buying it again. And I will suggest that no one else buy Kids Cuisine.
Yeah, I'm glad my kids are past that age.
Yeah, no kidding. No more. Not again. Never again.
Yuck.
Never again. Never. Never.
It's all right, son. It can't hurt you now. Wait, son.
That's right.
No.
Oh my gosh, that's the kind of stuff that sends me over the edge. Ugh.
That's gross.
Oh my god. Well, see that. Yeah, and having, you know, been fortunate enough to work in the processing business at various times, when I was younger, I see all that stuff, but
yeah.
That's all the more reason not to eat it. I really, you know, the funny thing, my son was like, I'm going to become a vegetarian, is what he said. That was funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to become a vegetarian. I'm like, it's not a bad idea. You know, especially after this incident, for Christ's sake. You got a goddamn femur sticking out of a popcorn chicken.
He don't like chicken, but he loves the bone.
Yeah. I thought for sure it was like just some kind of you know, the crusty stuff on the outside got inside or something. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
It was horrible. I want to tell you. I'm still upset about it.
You put a chicken in the microwave and you come out with this shite.
That's right.
That's a bunch of shite.
That's a bunch of shite, all right.
Money putty.
Oh, my God. No kids' cuisine. None.
Oh, jeez.
There's no cuisine. It's full of bones, for Christ's sake.
Hello, this is Sean Connery. Is this kids' cuisine? I'm calling this.
You know,
I've got the bone I'd like to pick with you.
That might fly with Paul Lynn or something, but it's not going
to.
Well, the bone. That was Charles Nelson Reilly. Sorry. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I just, whew. You talk about severe. You know,
yeah.
It's severe.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you? Anything?
So I, you know, I posted this on Facebook about a week or two ago, so it's not really a new thing, but I, you know, I posted that thing about Subway.
What was it about Subway? I don't remember.
I like to eat there like once or twice a week, you know.
Yeah, three or four times, yeah.
Supposedly it's all healthy and stuff.
$5 foot long, right?
And, you know, I have a friend, a good friend, and he's all like, don't eat there, Miles. It's crappy food. It's all bad for you.
It's all bad for you, yeah.
I'm like, no, it's all pure and healthy and good and yummy.
No, it's not. They got some $2 deal going on now.
Well, yeah, I figured out why. Yeah, I go in there. I go, good looking. What do you recommend, you know? And,
Dolly, let me tell you what you
No, but they're like, why don't you have the cold cut trio?
Yeah, cold cut combo, yeah.
It's just $2, or it's a dollar or something or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I go, I've never had that here before, but okay. And no big deal. They're making it. And I look up on the board, and it says cold cut combo is salami.
Yeah. Bologna.
And ham.
There you go. That's a good trio.
All right, so I'm not really a bologna person because I always think of it like a hot dog, like mystery meat.
Yeah, but no bones sticking out of it.
No bones, but below that in small parentheses it says, all meats are turkey-based.
That's bizarre.
All meats are turkey-based.
So that's turkey salami and turkey bologna, and how's turkey ham work?
Well, that's what I questioned. That almost got me thrown out of Subway. I go, wait a minute. I go, wait, stop the sandwich right here. Wait, stop. Okay, the bologna I can get. Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, turkey bologna, that's just, yeah.
The salami, okay, I can kind of go with you on that.
That's not as good when it's turkey, I don't think.
Ham is a freaking pork product. It is not. It's not, okay, I can see turkey bacon. Okay, I understand that, but
yeah.
Okay, there's no turkey ham, I'm sorry. So next thing I know, they get the manager out there. He's like, what do you want, Dago? What do you want?
What did you say? What do you want? What?
I don't know. So some kind of ethnic thing he threw out there. You're Polack Bagel. Right. What are you doing here? Get out of here. What the hell?
Everybody comes up and says that to you. That's just that's horrible. You live in the most racist part of the world or something.
You're half a sissy. Get out of here. Will you just get out of here?
Yeah.
So I ate it. You know, I mean, I ate it.
I choked it down.
I mean, I'm not. I like turkey as it is. I don't like it disguised as other meat.
As ham, for Christ's sake.
I love white meat turkey. Yeah.
It's like a turducken. It's where they take a turkey and stick it up the ass of a ham.
Yeah. You know,
pig.
I just want it. You know what it is. I don't want it.
What it's not.
So now I'm like, okay, so is all the meat there something else, you know?
There's the secret right there.
Because how do they make these things so cheaply? Now I'm wondering, there's like some conspiracy.
It's all beaks and feet.
Yeah, now I'm thinking I know.
Now I can't eat Subway, thank you very much.
Everyone's getting a $5 foot long, yeah, and a guy.
I can't eat chicken and I can't eat Subway, thank you.
Well, we just had the veggie wrap or something. I don't know.
I can't eat a veggie wrap.
I don't know. I'm not eating the meat there.
Come on. I can't eat a fucking veggie wrap.
I don't know. You can't. Turkey ham? What the
Maybe they inject the turkey with, you know, ham.
I go, part of me felt like I was in the Dead Parrot sketch from Monty Python. Oh, wait a minute, mate. You can't be telling me, you know, it's turkey and ham, you know. Yes, it is. No, it isn't, you know.
Right, yeah.
The other part of me thought, like,
that's just contradiction.
I don't feel like I'm in a Seinfeld episode. I feel like George. Now, let me get this straight. All meats are turkey based, even the ham.
Even the ham?
I don't know, man.
Okay, so the hen is a girl and the rooster is a male, so what's the chicken?
I don't know.
That was his father, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It was...
Who does it with the chicken? The hen and the rooster do it. Who does it with the chicken?
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
They're all chickens.
They said there is turkey ham.
I have never heard. I guess if there's turkey bacon, there could be turkey ham. But I've never heard of
that's,
turkey ham.
That's bullshit, man.
When I go to the store in the Oscar Mayer aisle, there's no turkey ham that I can see.
Turkey ham. We better get the butterball number.
Yeah, you're getting like, you know, scrawny-ass turkey ham.
Someone's jiving me here with freaking Subway.
I'm eating no more fowl. No more fowl.
Yeah.
If it don't moo, I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
And I mean naturally moo, not whenever you do things to it.
Okay. All right. There you go then.
Oh, my goodness. So did you get a free sandwich out of that? Because, I mean, your old man would have got like a free sandwich.
Well, actually, I went there. Okay, that was at lunchtime. Then at nighttime.
When I was there for dinner.
No, at nighttime, my kids are like, we want Subway. I'm like, fuck, I just ate
that. I ain't going to get no a turkey ham again.
So I went to a different location, and these people were much more laid back. And like,
how many locations do you have? You live in such a small town.
There's like four of them around.
Oh, my God. None of them are yours either.
It's like, yeah.
You can't cut a fart without being near a Subway.
It's almost like the old Starbucks joke, you know, like right across the street from each other.
That's
it's kind of like that. But,
oh, my God.
I went to a different location, and they were all laid back about it. Like, oh, yeah, people say that all the time.
You should just go to Casey's where it's all real.
And then, the lady, I don't know if she was the manager or what, she goes, well, you know, you want anything else? I go, well, if you got anything for free. And she's like, oh, I could break some of these cookies and give it to you for free. I'm like, hell yeah. Break some cookies, bitch, man. Start breaking cookies. I don't care.
I thought maybe you got a hand job.
Well, I get off in 5 minutes, which means you'll get off in six, you know what I mean? All right, well.
Come around the counter. I got my plastic glove on still. I got a lot of mayonnaise on this glove already, so you'll be fine. Come over here, buddy.
And just because of the rules, you can't call it pussy. You have to call it turkey.
That's right.
Oh, okay. But I guess. I don't know.
Like, you want some special sauce of your own?
I'd like to try some center cut.
Oh, nice. Yeah. You're disgusting.
No, she offered to break cookies. I'm like, hell yeah, man, I don't care.
I don't care if they're broken.
But could you use
I'm going to break it between my breasts.
Between my knees.
Look at. That's right.
My thighs.
I have to run them through my butt crack first, but they'll be just fine.
These cookies do have a little butt to them.
It's a little chocolate smear.
Yeah, that was from a movie. What was that, Little Man or something? But
I don't know.
It's one of the Wayans brothers. this guy, he's not a. He looks like a baby or he's an adult or something. And he's, oh my God, he sticks these cookies up his ass. This old guy eat them. And the old guy doesn't know it. He's like, these cookies do have a little bite. Is it called Riddle Man? Is it called
Little Man? Yeah, there's a movie like that.
Yeah. I can't think of that comedian. He's a funny guy. It's not one of the Wayans brothers, but the grandpa, whoever it was. That... Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, goodness.
Funny guy. God, I wish I could think of his name. Hilarious. He's a funny comedian, too.
My goodness.
But, yeah, so.
Wow, so it sounds like a horror show all the way around on the eating front here.
So just in time for the post-Thanksgiving.
Just in time for the holidays, everybody.
Yeah.
That ham you got there at the store may not be ham. Maybe turkey.
Oh, you got the ham? I can't eat it.
Oh, it's turkey ham. It's all right. It's
okay. Hey, then I can eat it.
There you go.